the Beatles girl and Bring It On Home to Me, Sam Cooke. On the morning Zoom with Sam and Jane, indoor dining at your favorite Toronto restaurant is now just days away. Have you made reservations? 50% capacity isn't much. I mean, it's better than closed. But is it enough to bring the city's food and beverage industry back to life? Kristen Black is with Henry VIII Ale House on Bloor West near Royal York in the Kingsway, and she's here now. Welcome, Kristen.
Hello, how are you?
Well, we're good. We're hoping you're feeling the same. I know Henry VIII Ale House very well. It's not that far of a walk from my place. I also know it's small. So how much of a challenge is accommodating 50% capacity?
Yeah, so we are a really small place. Our capacity is 50. So, I mean, like, we're allowed to have 25 people in the building. So, I mean, it's not much, but, I mean, it is something.
Absolutely. And your spot is the kind of local pub that really defines a neighborhood, right? So I imagine that you have a lot of regulars. I bet it'll just be wonderful for you and staff to welcome back those friendly faces.
Oh, 100%.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. And I mean, how have those people supported you with takeout? Presumably you're still doing takeout.
Yeah, so we are doing takeout. We actually, we had our patio running. The city had shut us down about a week ago last Thursday. So the patio is actually doing like really well for us. So it was quite a disappointment when they shut it down. You know, we saw like a massive drop in sales just over the last week, just with takeout. We're not exactly a takeout spot. Like you said, we're a neighborhood pub. So people want to come and enjoy some drinks. So takeout has been pretty rough.
Let's talk about, Jane mentioned the last 2 years and just how it's been so up and down for the food and beverage industry. Do you trust that this is the last time, and does this need to be the last time for your shop to stay afloat?
I mean, I can't say that I trust this will be the last time. I mean, I thought that the last one would have been the last time, and, you know, the government kind of told us that it would have been the last time, so... Yeah, it did come as a shock to us. So yeah, I just don't really know what to believe anymore.
Yeah. No, I understand that. Kristen, what about your staff? I'm sure a lot of them have been loyal to you. Have they been able to wait it out, given subsidies and EI and that kind of thing for the reopening?
Yeah, so we've been really lucky. I mean, we're a small place. We have like 17 employees in total. This is unfortunately the third time we've had to lay everybody off. So we do have like a very loyal staff. So they've all come back, and we're looking forward to bringing everyone back on Monday. The problem with the EI is it's just not enough. So, like, you know, when they brought CERB out back in 2020, I mean, it was something. And now it's just like I'm hearing from my staff like how much they're getting off EI and the Canada Worker Lockdown Benefit. And it's just not enough. It's like under $300 a week.
We are heading, though, to better times. And it's easy for us to say because we're the customer. So we're going to come to your place and we're going to have a great meal, or we're going to get takeout. It's different to run the business and have to go through this. And we, you know, we can appreciate that. So here's the platform. This is your opportunity to say what you would like to say, maybe to your customers who are making decisions about whether or not to come back, whether they feel safe. And tell us what you would, you know, like to say to them.
Well, I just feel that restaurants have been, you know, given like a really bad look. You know, I haven't seen any cases in our neighborhood. At most restaurants that I go to, you know, all restaurants are doing contact tracing. Everyone's fully vaccinated coming in. You know, everyone's done like a really good job, like sanitizing and putting out hand sanitizers and just making sure that it is a safe place for our guests and for our staff. So I would just hope that, you know, people start feeling more comfortable and go out and support restaurants, because it's only a matter of time before everyone starts shutting down.
And Kristen, as a final question, you've got lots of great comfort food on your menu. What is your favorite thing to order at Henry VIII?
Oh, absolutely the chicken tikka masala or the bison burger.
Okay. Okay, Kristen Black is with Henry VIII Alehouse on Bloor West near Royal York in the Kingsway. We're coming to your spot sooner than Taste of the Kingsway, but definitely coming for Taste of the Kingsway too this summer. Thanks. Good luck to you starting next week.
Amazing. Thank you so much.